But I declare we got some work to do. And we can't do it by praying. Praying's a very necessary part of it. Praying's a prerequisite. I've been praying a good deal during the night. But praying won't get it done this morning. I got to get up and take the microphone and tell you what he told me. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the way it's done. That's the only way that it's done. We're living in perilous times. You're talking about perilous times. I heard Shimon Peres, who is the now, right now, the president of Israel, not the prime minister, the president. And he told Benny Hinn, he said, Israel would have already taken out Iran. But George Bush said no. You hear it?
Yes, sir.
Word for word. Perry has sources in Israel. I believe Perry's been to Israel about 32 times, if my memory serves me correctly. Perry Stone says, I have sources in Israel and sources in the United States that they tell me, and listen, I'm not trying to do any politicking this morning. He said, but here's what they tell me. He said, I am not against Barack Obama. I'm not against John McCain. I'm not against anybody because we all look alike at Calvary. Amen. God is no respecter of persons. He said, but I have sources that tell me that if Barack Obama is elected as president of the United States, the first day after the election, not after the inauguration, the first day after the election, Israel plans to take out the atomic capabilities of Iran. And the reason they are going to take it out if Barack Obama gets elected is before he's inaugurated, because they don't trust him like they do George Bush. They know George Bush is for Israel. They don't know that Barack Obama is. And it ain't, race ain't got beans to do with it. Excuse me. Race ain't got beans to do with it. But if you want to see a nation go down like the Titanic, let America turn against Israel. Amen. The Abrahamic covenant, which there's got 70 parts to that Abrahamic covenant. It's not some little innocuous verse encapsulated in Genesis chapter 12 and verse 3. There's a whole lot to it. God raised up the nation of America. God, hey, this is the United States of America is a sovereign act of God. They say, we know what George Bush believes. We know he'll stand with Israel because he's already proved it. But we don't know about, we got nothing against Barack, they say. But we don't know that he's for us. We're not going to wait and find out. We're going to take it. Hey, whatever you think of George Bush, God raised up George Bush and put him in as president of the United States. He took out literal Babylon. And when Jesus returns, he's going to take out spiritual Babylon. And we're going to set up the millennium reign right here on the face of this earth, whether anybody likes it or not. Somebody clap your hands and shout hallelujah. Praise God. Lou, come right here and bring your Bible. I didn't know, we don't have nothing rehearsed, but I want to obey God this morning, because I want you to leave here today with some hope. I want you to leave here today with some hope. Ain't nobody a racist. I plan to vote the Bible myself. Amen, Walls. And my Bible don't authorize abortion, so that pretty well narrows down who I'm going to vote for. Amen. I don't mind telling you. Amen. I'm not going to vote to kill little babies. Amen, Walls. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And if you don't vote for the man who believes against abortion, then your lack of voting is a vote for the man who does believe in abortion. I said it and I'm glad.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I have been enlightened by the Lord Jesus Christ waking me up in the middle of the night. And I'm talking about a bunch of nights. My wife will tell you. Ain't nothing to see me roaming around 5 or 6 nights in a row between 2 and 6 o'clock in the morning, is it? Going to my office, which is next door to the bedroom, and looking up scriptures and praying and studying and meditating. You got to get shut out in the world if you want to hear the voice of God. You can't put on the hip-hop music and still hear the voice of God.
Amen.
You got to get alone with God. And God enlightened me on something. I want to leave you with some hope. I'll close. I ain't going to preach what I can. I might preach some of it. I don't know what we're going to do. Except obey God. Is that all right, brother? Hallelujah. God dealt with me. And I got to tell you something. I'll stake my soul. I'll stake my ministry on what I'm telling you. For longest kind of time, you've been doing the prophetic utterances that have come forth out of your spirit. You and I have never talked about this. We've never talked about, discussed even remotely what I'm fixing to tell you. But from now on, this day, God's making it official right this moment. You're not only a pastor, you are a prophetess in the office of a prophetess. Not just one who prophesies occasionally, but from now on, you'll be known as a prophetess of the Lord. Thus saith the Holy Ghost. A prophetess pastor. Not pastor first, prophetess first. Somebody shout hallelujah to God. Somebody give God some glory. Somebody shout hallelujah to the living Lamb of God. A lot of people think, well, if I can just get by the church. You'll never get by the church. The church is eternal. I didn't even realize the full intent of that myself until several weeks ago when God began to deal with me about the eternity of the church. The church is eternal. It'll never be without the church. The world, the universe will never be without the church. The church will always have a place. There's 2 times listed in the Bible. The phrase world without end is mentioned. It's mentioned 1 time in the Old Testament. Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 17. Read that, sis. Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 17. Listen at this.
But Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. Ye shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end.
That's Israel. Now what about the church? Turn on over to Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 21.
Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages.
Huh?
Throughout all ages.
How long?
All ages.
What else does it say?
World without end.
Tell the devil to hang that in his den. The church ain't going away. The church is never going to fade back into oblivion. We're here to stay. Praise God. We're here to stay. Sometimes it might look like we came to play, but we're really here to stay. Clap your hands, somebody, and shout hallelujah to the living Lamb of God. The church is eternal. It'll never be done away with. Read Ephesians 3:21 one more time, Lou.
Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.
You know what that means? exactly what it says. Read it one more time.
Unto him be glory in the church.
Unto who? God, exactly. Unto God be glory in the church.
By Christ Jesus.
We always go through Jesus.
Throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.
Woo! Get a load of that. Listen to this. God's changing everything. I ain't preached nothing up there. Not a thing. And it was beautiful. But listen here. Let me close by giving you an instruction God wants you to have. Here's an instruction God wants you to have. How many of you know this is a book of instructions?
Yes.
How many of you know it's just like when you buy a gadget at the advanced store. When all else fails trying to put it together, read the instructions. When all else fails in your life, read the instructions. This is God talking to us. And he gives us an instruction. Here's the instruction. For the last days. This will give you some hope. It's found in Luke chapter 21 and verse 36. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Now, let everything be established in the mouth of two witnesses. That's Dr. Luke. Now, the writer of Hebrews, whoever that is, we suspect it was Paul, but we don't know for sure. And the Bible doesn't say for sure. The writer of Hebrews says these words in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 28 and part B. Here it is. Unto them that look. That's the same as watch, ain't it? Watch ye therefore and pray always. That's Luke 21, 36. The second part of the instruction is found in the New Testament again. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 28 part B. Unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time. Establishes it as the second coming of Christ. Unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. The first time he appeared was to deal with our sins. The next time he appears, the sin's over with. He's already dealt with that, and he's going to deal with our glorified bodies. Somebody shout hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Because there is hope, thou shalt be secure. The next thing, if we follow them instructions, he's got a response. The response is found in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 10. And it starts out with because again. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation that is to come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, the gospel of Jesus Christ, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation that is to come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. That's his response to our obedience to watch and pray. In other words, the inference in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 28, part B, if you ain't looking for him, you won't see him. Unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without wrath or without sin unto salvation. Then, if we keep his instructions and respect his response, he's got an offer for us. The offer is found in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 21. Here's his offer. It's in the form of a contract. It's in the form of a covenant. Hallelujah. Oh, to he that overcometh, Revelation 3 and verse 21, to he that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also am overcome, and sit down with my Father in his throne. The church never passes away. Jesus is the head of the church, hallelujah, and we are members of the body of Christ, hallelujah. So if the church never passes away, you know what our function is? He says in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 6, we're going to be kings and priests. Nobody was ever king and priest except Jesus in the Bible, but Revelation chapter 1 and verse 6 says, you and I are going to be kings and priests together with him, hallelujah. Kings and priests. Kings and priests. Kings and priests. We're going to sit with him in heavenly places. Glory be to God. All over this world we will rule and reign with him. To he that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also am overcome, and am sit down with my Father in his throne. Hallelujah. We will be seated with Jesus. And then he says, hallelujah, his offer. To he that overcometh. Will I grant to sit with me in my throne? Praise God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to be ruling and reigning with him all over this world. Then you can start listening for the clarion call. The clarion call is found two places in the Bible, Revelation chapter 4 and verse 1. Come up hither. That's what it sounds like. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. Come up hither. That's Revelation 4, 1. The church is never seen again in the book of Revelation, all the way through to chapter 19, when we come back with him to set up his throne. We'll be at the marriage supper of the Lamb. We'll be at the Bema seat, receiving our reward. Hallelujah. And the second time it's mentioned, come up hither, is Revelation chapter 11 and verse 12, when he's talking to Moses and Elijah. The two witnesses who are shot down in the streets. That's after we're gone. We're in heaven for 3.5 years. And Moses and Elijah, some think it's Enoch. I don't think even God would have nerve enough to choose a Gentile to try to convince a Jew of anything. That's my personal opinion. If you think Enoch, that's all right. He can circumvent that appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. Lazarus was died and was buried in a tomb, and man had a part in raising him from the dead. Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth, but man had to roll the stone away. Man had to take the grave clothes off of him. We've got a part. He won't leave us out. He's included us in everything. Glory to God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Then next comes the coronation. This is found in Revelation chapter 11, verse 15. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were voices from heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are now become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall rule forever. And we're going to rule with him, because he's included us. Hallelujah. Praise God. How long is it going to last? She just told you. Isaiah 45 and 17. World without end. Ephesians, that's the Old Testament. And in the New Testament, it's Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 21. The church never goes off of the scene. The church is eternal. Oh, glory to God. We're here to stay. A little while longer. We're going to hear the clarion call come up hither. We're going to the Bema seat of reward. Read Revelation chapter 22 and verse 12.
And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be.
Read it one more time.
And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be.
Hallelujah. Forget about your past sins. Are they under the blood?
Yes.
Well, don't let that lying rascal bring them up again.
Amen.
You just forgave yourself a while ago.
Amen.
I forgive me. I had a lot to forgive me of, just like you. But the blood of Jesus purges my conscience and releases me from all of that junk so that I can serve the living God. In other words, my conscience is clear. Praise God. Somebody shout, glory be to God. Somebody shout, glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, in the middle of the night, I began to hear God many nights talk to me about what I just told you. Don't be bashful about being a prophetess. It wasn't your idea. Don't be bashful about what God's called you to do. It wasn't your idea either. He's called all of us. Hallelujah. But there'll be a time when you got to stop praying. I don't mean to cease praying forever. I mean you got to get through praying and say amen, then get up and put your best foot forward and go on with shaky knees like everybody else and do the work of God, trembling as you go. Woo! It takes guts. Hallelujah. By the way, I saw you in a vision, straightened up, walking, not paying nobody no mind. You didn't have no, oh, glory. And you didn't have no walker either. Praise God. Come on and clap your hands and give God some glory. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Meantime, back at the farm, we got a church to build. I see an influx of people in the Spirit. I've seen this for the past year. Influx of people coming to the mountain. Say, well, suppose Jesus don't tarry. What difference does it make? We'll be back. We'll be back. Seeking guidance, seeking deliverance, seeking salvation, seeking instructions. It never quits. Hallelujah. But the most recent thing that I got from God, I got it totally unexpected. Come here, David Marks. Get your wallet out and bring it here. Come around, Bush. Go that way. Sharon will let you out. Totally unexpected the other night in North Carolina. David Marks came up and handed me this wallet. And he said, Brother Jim, I want you to pray over my wallet that there be what?
Abundance.
Abundance of finances. I began to tell God, God, I ain't interested. I've been praying wrong. You ever heard a preacher confess that he'd been praying wrong? I've been telling God, I just want you to pay my bills. God, I'm here with a different story this morning. Flew with you paying my bills. You give me an abundance of finances and I'll pay my bills. Woo! Glory, glory, glory. I walked in an orphanage. Little kids, nothing to eat. Nobody to look after them. And the the man that had been in charge of the home for the elderly. It was a home for the elderly. We've still got a home for the elderly in India. We've still got an orphanage. We took the home for the elderly and relocated it and took the big building. And they said, you're going to need $10,000 today. I said to myself, Lord, do I look like I got $10,000? Be honest with me. Hey, wasn't long before I had $10,000. Amen. We started an orphanage on $10,000. Amen. And we furnish food, clothing, shelter, education, and medical for way over 100 people, because not only the orphanage is involved, but there's three churches, three pastors and their families. And then the fourth church we started on that Sunday morning when 86 Hindus got saved, and I appointed a pastor on the spot. And that church is going. And we just built a new one. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I said, God, I got to have an abundance of fun. Hey, don't tell me I'm hooked up wrong. What does John 10:10 say? The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I am come that you may have life and that you may have it sparingly. No. It don't say that. And that you may have it more abundantly. So I begin to pray for an abundance of finances. And God moved on me. I mean, God moved on me. Bring me my Bible, Luke. Thank you. I'm not going to take all the morning to do this. It'll come to me here in a minute. Yeah, that'll work. As many of you that will agree with me in prayer for God to give you an abundance of finances, I want you to take your wallet. If you're a lady and don't have a wallet, bring your purse. I want you to put your purse right here on the Bible. I'm going to open it to John 10:10. And I'm going to ask God to give you an abundance of finances. That's what I feel like doing this morning. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Hey, this has been paid for with the blood of Jesus. We don't have to walk around broke, busted, disgusted, mad, sad, and bad. There's an abundance of finances, and bless God, I'm going for it. I'm going for it because I've got to have an abundance of finances for the ministry to do what God has called me to do. One at a time. Go ahead, sis. If mine was in the car, I'd be making a beeline for that Uplander. Bring it right here. I'm going to put your hand on top of it. Where's Trina? Is that hers too? Get up here, Trina. Look, ain't nobody going to handle your wallet but you. You stand there and keep your eyes on. Put your hand right here. I'm going to put my hand. God, this is all I'm going to do to everybody that comes. God, in the name of Jesus, we're believing you collectively. We're agreeing in prayer. We're agreeing that we're going to get up and walk towards an abundance of finances so that we can do the work of God in this last day. In Jesus' name and by the faith of God, I call it done for everybody that comes. In Jesus' name. Okay. Put them up here and put your hand on top of it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. An abundance of finances for the work of the ministry. An abundance of finances for the work of the ministry. An abundance of finances for the work of the ministry. An abundance of finances for the work of the ministry. An abundance of finances for the work of the ministry. An abundance of finances for the work of the ministry. An abundance of finances for the work of the ministry. An abundance of finances. God, I'm talking abundance. Halabo, shadabaraba. An abundance is more than enough. in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. I'm praying and agreeing for an abundance of finances. Dallas, come here. God just spoke to me. Get you involved in this. In the name of Jesus, an abundance of finances. Okay. Step up here and lay your hands with mine, Dallas. In the name of Jesus. An abundance of finances for the glory of God, for their ministries. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You're going to make it. You're going to make it. Hallelujah. God, I believe in you for a miracle this morning for this child. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. God, we believe in you for an abundance of finances for my sister. In Jesus' name. God, we believe in you for an abundance of finances this morning in Jesus' name. Praise God. God, we believe in you this morning for an abundance of finances for everybody that comes. I mean no exceptions, for everybody that comes, an abundance of finances for the ministry in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. God, an abundance. In other words, more than enough. In Jesus' name. An abundance of finances for the work of the ministry. In Jesus' name. An abundance of finances. In Jesus' name. Come on quickly, everybody. Everybody and anybody. In the name of Jesus. An abundance in Jesus' name. An abundance of money. An abundance of finances for the work of the ministry. In the name of Jesus. An abundance of finances in the name of Jesus. An abundance, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let there be an abundance of finances in Jesus' name. Thank you, daughter. God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, an abundance of finances. An abundance for everybody. This is a working anointing, but there's an anointing here this morning. Don't you dare not believe there's an anointing here. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. An abundance of finances. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Did you know India is some of the most hospitable people in the world? Indian people. I love them. That's my calling. I'm called to India. God bless you. Put up your right hand. Say, not only do I forgive myself, but I'm placing myself in a position to be used of God with an abundance of finances that He's giving me, power to get wealth for the work of the ministry. It's mine. He paid for it. I will not do without it. In the name of Jesus. Put your hands up and praise Him. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Put your hands up and begin to praise Him. I'm through. We'll continue tonight. Halamoho Shada Barabahaya. Praise God. Glory be to God. Perry, did I get it right, Sharon? Did I get it right? What Sandy was telling us. She wrote it out for me. I got it in writing laying on my desk that Perry prophesied. He said sources that he has have told him that if Barack Obama gets elected, the very next day Israel's going to take out the atomic capabilities of Iran, because Israel knows that George W. Bush is on their side. He don't know about Barack. And Barack's got a way of saying one thing today and then rescinding it tomorrow. Amen. And I ain't forgot about his middle name either. It ain't Steve, it's Hussein. Muslim. I know God loves the Muslims. I've seen over 30,000 Muslims come God's way. We don't go their way. They're not after converting us into Islam faith, the Muslim faith, they want to kill us, annihilate us, and get us infidels off of the planet. That's what they're for. I know what I'm talking about. Amen. Somebody shout. You can get mad at me if you want to. But I'm going to be happy, and I'm going to be truthful, and I'm going to have the joy of the Lord as my strength. I'm married to Sharon Angle. I know everybody can't be, but I am. Hallelujah. And I love her with all of my heart. Thank you for being our friends. God bless you this morning. Hallelujah. Pastor, come. We'll take up tonight at 5:45 where we leave off.